Thank you. I want Fatin to play the last three slides that we did not see in my presentation. And I told you when I showed you Jelazon refugee camp to bear in mind what it looks like. And this is Jerusalem, actually. And wait. So if you zoom in, you will see a slum. You will see something similar to a refugee camp. You see something which is informally built. And this is because of the Israeli policies of center-line policy. When every room counts, when every space counts, people start to put things on top of each other. So the World Heritage Site of Jerusalem, which was inscribed in 1981 and then endangered immediately in 1981 or 82, it deserves better restoration. But the way that the thing that Palestinians are racing and they are trying to protect the city through inhabiting it. And inhabiting an old city means that we have to do more structures and have to rebuild and to readapt and to make a room, which is a religious space, into a living room, sometimes a bathroom, sometimes a public building, into a commercial center, and so on. So this is what I wanted to brief you about. Somebody asked me about ReWalk. ReWalk NGO started in 1991, and we are only 15 people. We are so active, yes, but we are very little, and we do work at very little budgets, because also we want to reverse the preconception that restoration is so expensive. We don't want to copy the Italian nor the Israeli school in restoration. We want to restore Palestine to be inhabitable by its people and affordable. So restoration is feasible, restoration is affordable, and it can happen at the know-how and the materials that the Palestinians themselves can offer. Thank you.